Hello.
Oh,
Hello.
hello. Hi, this is Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hi, good morning. Good, good. How are
Hi.
you?
Good. How do I pronounce your name? Is it Sisai?
Isai.
Sisai.
Isai.
Very
Yes.
cool. Is that Samoan?
Excuse me?
Is it Samoan or Tongan?
No, this is from Guatemala.
Guatemala. Very cool. I've
Yes.
never heard that name before. That's neat.
Yeah.
So I was calling because Colber Mendoza from I&M Custom Cabinets had referred you to us. Did he tell you that I would be calling?
Yes. No, he didn't tell me, but I was talking to him about
Yes.
the service you offer. Well, he gave me a little information, so that's why I called you. And well, I called 3 times yesterday and tried to get the info, but nobody answered me. So that's
Oh
why.
no. Okay, I don't know which number you called, but I'll send you my direct line just so that you have it. I'm at extension 777, and I
Okay.
always answer my calls live unless I'm on the other line, of course, and then I'll just call you right back. But tell me a little bit about your business. Do you also have custom cabinets, or what type of business do you own?
Most of the time we do like a construction. It's like how do you call it? More than kind of handyman, but it's construction.
So
You
is it
know, we
like
have.
remodels and
Yes,
renovations?
it's
Got it.
exactly.
Okay.
Yes, or little stuff like painting or everything like you know, the model.
Painting, drywall, flooring, the whole nine yards, right?
Yes.
Okay, got it. So where are you located?
I'm located in LA.
LA, okay. And then for your business, how far do you typically go for a new client? I mean, not the farthest you've ever gone, of course, but just the average.
Kind of like 50 or 60 miles.
Okay, wow, that's a really good service area. Excellent. Good for you.
Yes, because well, most of the time right now I'm working like in Orange County, Newport Beach, all that kind of stuff. So most of the time I'm far away. It doesn't. I'm not limited like miles.
Okay. Yeah. And especially if you start targeting out there, then you'll probably, get down there and you'll have, maybe more than one project to work on while you're there. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah. So, do you, have anything set up for your business yet, like a website or a Facebook or anything like that?
Yes, I have something on Facebook.
Okay, on Facebook. That's good. So you have some internet presence.
Yeah, I used to starting this year and starting like uploading pictures, kind of like this. But I just started this year. I just started doing by myself this year. You know, trying to
Okay.
work and trying to expand by myself this year.
So you opened the Facebook this year. How long have you actually been in business?
I'm working for like a subcontractor like 10 years.
Oh, wow. So you have 10 years
Yes.
of industry expertise, but now you're just trying to break off and do your own company, right?
The thing is like here is I'm working in a company. They always gave me keep me busy,
Yes.
but now I'm trying to open to service at different company. You know, I try not just focus on one. You have like a different choice. That's why I'm trying to get that.
Okay, so what's the
Yes.
name of your business? I want to see if I can find the Facebook.
It's KNC Aguilar Constructions.
KLC Aguilar Construction.
It's KNC.
KM like Mary or L like
No, it like
Claire.
Navy, like N.
And Navy. Okay, got it.
Yes.
KNC Aguilar Construction. Okay. Let's see if I can find it. see a KNC Construction Inc., but it doesn't have the Aguilar in it. Okay, what I can do is I can just have you send me a link to the Facebook page later. That's no problem. That way we can kind of link it. And since you're kind of new and you're trying to build up this business, you would absolutely need our Platinum Package, because that's the one that will give you the most dominant internet presence locally and get your phone ringing with new business, okay? So I can give you a discounted rate on there since you were referred to us, and bring everything all the way down to just a flat rate month to month of $299. The program comes with a one-time setup fee of $99 to get you programmed in. So the initial investment would be $398. And what that would include for you is not only your first page listing on Google and Bing, but we would also promote your business on some of the popular directories in the area, as well as the mobile platform. So for instance, you know how more and more people these days are doing the searches from their smartphones?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So that's a different search result altogether. Meaning once we program you into the mobile platform, now you're going to become available from all of the searches conducted from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And as you know, that's a huge market that you'll be able to capitalize on. Now, part of the reason I was asking you about the business Facebook, and it's a good thing that you have that set up already, because we're a premier partner to Google. Google also allows us to bundle our services with Facebook ads. So, for instance, you know how when you search for pretty much anything online, chances are next time you go to your Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad for that popping up?
Mm-hmm.
So that doesn't happen by accident. That happens because the search engines are tracking what people in your area are searching for. So we'll make sure that if they're searching for, you know, anything relevant to what you offer, that now next time they go on their Facebook newsfeed, there will be an ad for your company coming up. So it's something that's designed to bring you even more new clients coming from the social media platform. And then you're going to have a detailed tracking system, which means that you're going to have the ability to see which new clients you received from Google, which new clients you received from Facebook. If they use their GPS directions to locate you, you'll see which zip codes they're coming from. And even if they use the GPS directions, like I said, you'll see the zip codes and the keywords, so everything will be very transparent. Okay, and then being that this is a month-to-month program, I'm sure it's something that you'd like to take advantage of and give a shot, and that way you can see how well it works, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm excited for you. So one thing I will try to do for you also, since you were referred by Colbert, is he has a beautiful website that we built. And typically we charge a little bit extra to put the site together, but since you don't have a site, I'm going to try to get that included for you at no additional cost, kind of like as a gift from us to you. So once I get that approved, we'll put, you know, pictures, your logo, examples of your work. We can pull content right off of your Facebook and put it up on your site, because I figure it is 2024 and you're probably going to need the site anyway. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So the cost for each month is $299?
Correct, $299 flat, and you'll be grandfathered into that rate where it will never go up for you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and then I'll send you a confirmation email. So what's the best email address to use?
It's Aguilar Isai.
Mm-hmm.
28.
Mm-hmm.
Yahoo. Yes.
Okay. AguilarSasai28 at yahoo.com, right?
No, Yahoo ES.
ES. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes.
ES. Okay.
Yes.
So is it AGUILAR for Aguilar?
Yes.
Okay. And then so at Yahoo ES, right? Is there a dot in between?
No.
Just Yahoo ES. Okay. Got it.
Yes.
Let's see. And then is this the phone number you would like displayed on Google?
Yes.
Okay. Is, for the business, do you want it to show as KNC Aguilar Construction, or should I put in Inc. or LLC? What's your thoughts there?
I think the KNC, you know, because this is the, I try to keep this name for my, I want to work with my, to get my license, so I try to keep this name.
Okay, but you want the LLC on there, or you do not want the LLC on there?
What is the difference with the LLC?
That's for businesses that have a limited liability corporation. So sometimes they like to display that online with their business name. I personally don't think that it's necessary, because when a client sees you on Google, they're going to be more concerned that you're local and you're credible and that you can get the job done. You know, they're not going to really care if you have an LLC or not, but it's just a preference. If you have one and you want to display it, I can put it up there for you.
No, I don't want it.
Yeah, I don't think it's necessary either. It's always, like,
yes,
I say, a question I ask, but you don't need it. And then what is the business address?
Well, I don't, can I write down my house? This is my look, where,
yes,
I'm living.
Absolutely.
It's 91.
So, 91.
9122 South, mm-hmm, Hoover Street.
Okay.
LA.
Okay.
Los Angeles, California, 90044.
So it's 9122 South Hoover Street, Los Angeles, California, 90044.
Yes.
Okay. Now I'm going to have Google send you a 5-digit PIN code to that address. It will be there within 5 to 10 business days. So if anybody else checks the mail over there, just let them know that it's coming, because it's a very important part of the process. And once the business is verified, we'll hide the address on there since it's your home. So you'll show up as KNC Aguilar Construction in Los Angeles, but the actual street address will be blocked out, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then I can secure the position for you using a debit or a credit card. What works best?
A debit.
Okay, and it's your name on the card, or the company name, or both?
It's my name.
Okay.
I don't have an account with the company yet.
No account with the, oh, that's okay. Is it, let me just go back. I think I, Aguilar. I'm trying to get it in there where it sticks, because I put your name in and then it didn't stick. There we go. So on the card, is it Sasai Aguilar, or is there a middle name or initial?
It's a middle name. Let me check.
What?
Question.
Yes.
Can I pay with a credit card?
Yes, we can do debit or credit. We accept all major types of credit cards.
Okay, I have the credit card.
Okay, and go ahead with the number whenever you're ready.
Okay, it's Isai O. Aguilar Gomez.
Sasai and then O, like Oscar?
Yes. Yes.
Aguilar Gomez, right?
Yes.
Okay, is the billing address also the 9122 South Hoover Street?
Yes.
Okay, good. That makes it easy. Okay, and then the card number, please.
It's 4400.
Okay.
6615. 08927883.
Okay, expiration?
Expiration date 8/28.
And the code?
808.
808. Okay, so what I'm going to do right now, Sasai, is go through a voice verification recording, and that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. And then I'm going to create an appointment for my technician to call you later today, and they will go over your keywords, your service area, linking your website, and getting you placed. So some of this is a little repetitive of what I just asked you. It's going to have you repeat the business name and whatnot. So just kind of bear with me, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It says to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
It's a construction remodel.
Okay, but you want it to show as KNC Aguilar Construction, right?
Yes, KNC Aguilar Construction.
Thank you. And then please state your name and title with the company.
Isai Otoniel Aguilar Gomez. What do you mean with the title of the company?
Are you the owner, the principal, the partner? What do you want to put
for that? Owner.
Owner, okay. And you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business, correct?
Yes.
Okay. You're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, right?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes, please.
Okay, and then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay, so your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, February 1st, in the non-refundable amount of just $398. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the first day in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, so that concludes the voice verification recording, Sasai. And when my technician calls you, that appointment will take about 20 minutes, maybe 30 minutes, where they go over your keywords and getting you set up. I have a 10 o'clock open for today. Would that work, or do you want to see what's open later on in the day?
No, it's okay. He can call me at 10 o'clock.
10, okay. So what I'm going to do is block out an hour from 10 to 11, and that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 10:15. Don't panic. They're going to call you sometime within that hour, okay? And then lastly, you said that you were Guatemalan, so you speak perfect English, but if you wanted to, I can also request a Spanish speaker for the client interview. So do you prefer English or Spanish, or does it not matter?
Well, it doesn't matter.
I didn't think so. Okay. Yeah. So I'll just put on here that you have either preference. And then for the pricing that I gave you, since it is a special rate because you referred to us, what I want you to do is just go in there and acknowledge it with your e-signature, and that will ensure that the pricing never goes up. So did you get a text from me right now that says thank you for choosing Local Splash?
Yes, I did.
Okay, excellent. So if you go in there and it'll open up and say click here to accept your subscription terms.
You say Google service, mobile, I agree, I receive message, right?
Yep, yep, you click those two boxes. And then put your name in exactly how you told me for the billing with the Sasayo Aguilar Gomez. And then once you confirm the signature, it's going to ask you for a username and a password. Don't worry about any of that right now. That will be provided for you later. What happened?
Sorry. And my name is wrong when you write down. It's just I-S-A-I, Isai.
Oh, okay. For some reason, when they sent over that he referred you, they put down S. Okay, so do me a favor, Asai. Sign it the way that I have it typed out just so that it goes through. And then I'm fixing that right now on your account. So moving forward, everybody knows your name does not have the S. It's just I-S-A-I. But the signature won't go through unless you type it exactly the way I did. So I'm fixing it though. So let me just go here. And then, like I say, if you get that username and password, then that's a good sign. That means that it went through.
Okay.
Now, the toll-free number for customer support is also on that text that I just sent you. We're available for you Monday through Friday, 7 to 4 Pacific. If you have an update or a billing question or anything like that, you can call and hit option 1, and anybody that answers the phone can help you. If you don't have that type of a personal connection, you would just put in 777, which is my extension, and it'll ring directly to my desk, okay? My name again is Tina.
Okay.
So you're all set for now. The technician will be calling you sometime between 10 and 11 o'clock today. And it doesn't show that signature went through yet. So did it bump you out, or is it still... not going through?
So, I just got the message now again. So, let me.
Oh, it sent you a new text message right now?
Let me get it. Okay, so... Yes, there you go. You're correct.
Okay. Oh, it's asking you now. Okay, let me just double check on my end. I think it's going to be good.
I think you already fixed it.
Well, I fixed it, but in order for that signature to go through, you have to sign it the way I have it with the S. But everything else on your account moving forward doesn't have the S on it. But I had to put it in that way. Because if I try to reset the terms, it's going to be a big problem with the tech involved and everything. So just sign it the way that you see it there. And then moving forward, you can see on the next text message, I already fixed your name. It's Isai. So.
Yes. So right now, it sent me to the local slash. Do I need to create an account there or use with my name?
It sent you to Local Splash?
Yes, because
Let me look.
I signed it.
Oh, it went through. It went, okay, good. So if it's asking you for the username and password, don't worry about that. That will be provided for you after the client interview. This just locked your pricing in, so we make sure it never goes up in the future, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so you are all good to go. The technician will be calling you, Asai, within about the next half an hour or so, between 10 and 11. So welcome aboard. Have a very profitable year. And can you do me a favor, if you have a moment, send me a link to your Facebook page. So only because I can't find it and I want to put it in the notes. I'll send you an email right now that just says, please reply to this email with your Facebook page, and that way I can send it to the technician so they're ready for your appointment.
Okay. Sure, I'll do that now.
Okay. Yeah, and then also you got an email that says action needed, photos needed for Google verification. So there's 7 things on there that they'll say, we want, you know, a picture of an invoice. We want a picture of your work vehicle with tools. We want a business license. You don't have to send over everything that's on that email, but just send over whatever you can, because that will prove to Google that you're a valid business in the area, and they will allow us to publish the listing, okay?
Question, sorry. I don't have the license.
Okay, that's okay. It doesn't make any difference for the local maps on Google. If you were ever to do Google Guaranteed in the future, that's a different program. For that program, you need the license and the insurance and to pass a background check and everything, right? But for this package, you don't need it. So if you don't have the license, just make sure that you fill out and send back what you can, okay?
Okay, sure.
Mm-hmm. So let me make sure that I send that to you, because I'm 1 second, Asai Aguilar. Okay, you should be getting the one from me saying please reply to this email with the Facebook link, and then I'll also
I send you the Facebook link by message. I don't know if you can see it.
Yeah, you already sent it on. Oh wow, you're fast. I love it. I didn't even look at the messages because I was busy sending this out to you. I was in the email. So let's just see here. 1 second. I like it that you're on top of your business. That's great. I always tell people the more proactive you are with your account, the better results you'll get, you know? So let's see here. There it is. I got the feed. Okay, I got it. Excellent. So I'm going to resend you 3 emails. So you might get the text again, but the one that says local splash, your initial invoice, I want to make, because the first time they didn't go through, so I want to make sure that they all go through. So the second one is welcome to Local Splash, and that one I'm resending. And then the third one is action needed, pictures for Google verification. So with that one, like I say, there's 7 different suggestions on there. If you don't have the license, just send over everything else that you can, and that will help you, okay?
Okay.
All right, so you're all good to go. My technician will be calling you shortly, and welcome aboard. Have a very profitable year. I'm very excited for you. I know you're absolutely going to love this program, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right, you're welcome, Asai. Have a good day.
Bye-bye. Yeah, thank you.